This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is how to find hot new markets. But before we get started, I just want to touch base with you again and see how everybody's doing. I'm hoping that you are just crushing it in the real estate investing world and that you're finding all kinds of great deals and you're managing your properties well and everything's moving forward. If not, hey, you know, let us know. You know, you want to ask questions or you want to get some advice here and there, feel free to contact us anytime. We're going to jump right into our subject today because it is kind of a big topic, and how to find hot new markets is something that would take more than just our 20, 30 minutes here that we have together. But I hope to be able to give you enough stuff to get started, and you can dig a little bit deeper as you are motivated. But I think the key thing is couple of keywords here. One is hot new markets. Okay. Those are sort of the keywords here. Hot. What's a hot market? Well, a hot market is one that is poised to produce great results for investors. Okay. New is one that people really don't necessarily know about, right? Okay. So our topic is how to find hot new markets. And, you know, again, this is a loaded subject here. So the keywords are hot and new. Now, hot is a market that's just totally poised for investing, where you can get in there, you can get properties for a good price, they're going to increase in value, you're going to be able to increase rents, it's got all the right stuff, right? And new, well, that's the tricky part, because a lot of markets people already know about, and they've been hot for a while. Well, trying to find new ones is a little bit of a challenge too. But let's take a look at this. You know, trying to research and find markets, where does one even begin? And that's a very valid question. But first, you know, let's kind of answer, why is conducting research in real estate important? Whether you're new to real estate or whether you're experienced, learning how to research real estate markets is a crucial skill. If you've listened to this podcast any amount of time or read some of our blog articles, you'll know that we put a lot of emphasis on finding the right markets to invest in. And a lot of times we talk specifically about what are called emerging markets. So you'll notice that researching the market is, again, one of our most, you know, our sort of our biggest emphasis in terms of getting started. I tried avoiding the following, but I can't. And that is, what is real estate about? I've said it before, location, location, location. But I also say it's about relationships, relationships, relationships. They can't work autonomously. You got to work together. So you got to put teams together. You got to utilize other folks to make it happen. But location is what we're really focusing on now. The reason we, you know, focus on location is that it can be a determinant of important real estate market indicators. Okay. Location can often be an indication of the potential of your investment property's success. The best places to invest in real estate are typically growing cities with profitable neighborhoods where your investment property will prosper. And as I mentioned, you know, that it'll go up in value. You have opportunity to increase rents. And also there are, you know, good things happening in that community. What location is key is not always everything. More and more real estate investors are looking into areas that have the potential for improvement and or are up and coming, but not necessarily thriving at the moment. It's good to learn to identify these markets, especially with many neighborhoods being gentrified. We've talked about that in the past across the nation's markets, creating new investment opportunities. Learning how to research real estate markets can make the next stages of real estate investing, managing and growing, that next stage being much easier. The bulk of the work lies in research and planning for your investment. That is not to say that the execution phase is a walk in the park, but being well-researched definitely makes for an easier walk. So what information should you be looking for when researching the market, and what resources are available out there to help you with this research? Let's look at the basics first. When learning how to research real estate markets, you've got to look at both the macro and the micro levels. The macro being the general market and micro being the specific neighborhoods with specific properties for sale. Usually, I will advise real estate investors to begin with the macro, the broader, and move on to the micro from there. The first part, let's say the first step, is to investigate the cities where you wish to buy an investment property. Now, in order to find the cities, now again, we're talking new, so you want to be monitoring certain key metrics all the time. And I would point you to census.gov. I was about to say org, but it's census.gov, which is a site that takes census information and then it also updates it periodically. Usually a census occurs once every 10 years. You want to try to get more updated information. So they're constantly updating. And one of the things that I would recommend is that you just go to population. Where is the population growth happening in the country? And you can search very easily on this website to find that information out. So what are some of the top markets in terms of population growth? Which ones have the highest percentage? And as you look at those, I usually plug them into a spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet, and by the MSA, which is the market, the actual city, and you can go to smaller MSAs. So there are MSAs that, let's say, have 50,000 and above and 100,000 and so forth. You find the market that's sort of ideal. I would say I wouldn't go to a city that has less than 50,000 people in it. And with that, you would, look at what are the top performers for the last 3 months? What are the top performers for the last year, the last 3 years, the last 5 years, the last 10 years? And you can start to see trends that if there's a consistent growth happening there, why are people coming to that market? So you have to start asking those questions. Why are people moving to this particular place? And as you get that, you can create your own sort of top five, top 10. Now, that's how I would recommend finding, especially a new market, because that data, if it's updated and it's new, it'll be always changing, especially on sort of just the month-to-month, year-to-year aspect of it. But a lot of times people will go to top lists. They'll look at the Forbes, top investment cities, or they'll go to realtor.com, who's always doing research. And there's a ton of different organizations like that will come up with the top 10 markets or the top 50 markets to invest in and so forth. And some people will just tackle that. But those are not necessarily new. They may have been around for a while. If you really want to find new, I would recommend taking the population approach. Okay. Another thing you have to assess too is whether it's a buyer's market or a seller's market where you're going. That makes a big difference. And you can identify the state of the real estate in that market by looking at housing inventory, the number of days on the market, and comparing average listing prices to sales prices. And you can get a pretty good feel as to whether or not this is a buyer's market or selling. If something is on the market for a long period of time, let's say looking at a house, and again, trends are traditionally what happens with houses, okay, will happen in time with apartments, but generally they happen with houses first. So again, if you're looking at new, you want to look at the housing market and what trends are happening there at the residential house market as opposed to multifamily, okay, if you're a multifamily investor. Looking at these things, you can, as of the date of this recording, I would say most of the markets out there are a seller's market. In other words, they're not listed for a very long period of time. They come out and 30 days later, boom, it's sold, or 60 days later even, it's sold. So you're in a buyer's market, you're going to see places that have been listed for 90, 180, you know, long periods of time. That's an ideal market for us to move into if we can. But there are other factors there. Why is it like that? Well, maybe because the economy is just terrible there. There's people are moving out. There's a lot of other factors. So those are some of the factors right up front that you need to take a look at. As a real estate investor, you want to be looking into markets that have a favorable buying condition. So a buyer's market would be good if all the other factors work well. In other words, there are jobs coming into the market. There's other types of growth economically. There's population growth and so forth. It's also not impossible to invest in a seller's market either. Sometimes you want to find a market that's stable and has a growth over a period of time too. So that isn't necessarily the worst, but it is better to buy in a buyer's market because you can get better deals, right? You can negotiate more. Study the demographics, the economy, and the job market. Those are some of the key areas to identify a profitable real estate market. You will also have to study, deeper into what the statistics are regarding demographics, the economy, and the job market. These factors will help you figure out whether or not a specific city is a sound investment. Looking into economic elements is important because it can aid an investor in analyzing the rental market. And that's what you want to get really good at. A city with a strong economy and a high demand job market draws in young people and millennials alike. This can increase the demand for rental property. Let's take Boston, for example, a city thriving by all means. The job market is large. The overall economy exhibits good indicators, and the population of the city has a median age of 31. It's no wonder that the Boston real estate market is a good choice for a lot of investors during 2019, although it's not cheap. I don't know if it's necessarily a buyer's market. It's probably more of a seller's market. Also, choosing a city to invest in depends on several aspects. The most notable are just the numbers. When analyzing a city's real estate market, you should be looking into indicators like average rental income, average COC, cash on cash return, and average median home price. General city data is very important in the first stages of figuring out how to research a market. The Old Dogs website, blog, and podcast is a great resource that you can tap into to find out information. We'll list some of the top 10s, and we'll draw these from other sources. Or sometimes what we'll do is we'll look at like 10 different top 10 lists, and we'll list what some of the various organizations out there are saying are the top investment markets. So, that's another indicator. A lot of folks will go to these other sources and start researching those markets. As you get into the micro, you're looking at neighborhoods. After you've conducted your macro analysis, you move on to a neighborhood analysis. A good neighborhood for buying investment properties, one with available amenities such as access to good roads, transportation, proximity to good schools. You can learn more than this part of how to research real estate markets just by digging a little bit deeper and looking into like Zillow and start looking at the school ratings and some of the other, there are areas sort of like walk ratings, is it a good place to walk in? Is it a good place, just for general services? A neighborhood analysis would also include things like median listing price, rental income, cash on cash return, occupancy rates. That information is also, will give you an idea in terms of the profitability of a particular neighborhood. These are just off the top of my head, some of the things that you might want to take a look at. First thing is once you sort of zero in on markets that look promising, and again, I would sort of gather different data. So you've got population growth I talked about. You look at that, but then, look at the job rating. Is it a low unemployment rate? Is there an increase in average salaries and income, median income? You start kind of overlapping these various aspects, and you start getting a good feel for what that neighborhood and what that market is doing. You want to become an expert. Once you kind of narrow down to maybe 3 to 5 markets, you really want to become an expert in that market. And so that means that you're going to be asking questions like, why are people migrating to this area? Where are they migrating from? What types of jobs are people getting? Are they, is it tech? Is it temporary? Is it permanent? Is it construction? Is it, where are most of the jobs? Also, you need to understand the other markets around there. What are they offering? What are the rents going for? You might want to dig a little bit deeper too. So you start reading articles, You start tapping into online publications that talk about that area, business journals and local papers. Sometimes you can go into the chambers of commerce and other areas to find out what sort of favorable things are happening there, digging as deep as you can to kind of get an idea of what's happening and what has happened historically. Are there new businesses coming into the area? How many jobs are being created? Do they have a plan to attract more business to the area? Maybe they're doing a special incentive tax-wise for local businesses that are coming in there. You want to start digging into what kinds of things are happening. Look at cap rates. What have they done over the last 3, 5, 10 years, and get an idea if things are favorable or are they really compressed and there's really not a lot of opportunity. One untapped resource that a lot of people kind of overlook is when you look at an area, there are major corporations that spend Buco Bucks doing research as to where to put their various businesses. Companies like Starbucks, Walmart, Home Depot, Whole Foods, Panera Bread, maybe with the exception of Walmart, but these are generally, they're looking for people with good income, plenty of disposable income, and that can help their businesses to be successful. If you find an area in the country where you're seeing new Whole Foods coming in there, for example, or a Panera Bread, that's an indicator that people have researched it and see this as an area of growth, a place that has higher income, has the kinds of things that you're going to want if you're going to be a landlord, right? Is it a good commuter market? Maybe you have a major city that is maybe 40 minutes or an hour away. Will people drive more than an hour? And so you've got to research those areas. Look at the sort of the residential housing market as well. Where are house prices going? Are they going up? Are they staying kind of stabilized? Are more people buying more houses in that market? What level of homes are being purchased? Is it a $50,000 home or is it a $350,000 home? Once you kind of start collecting this data, keep it all, track it, put it in a spreadsheet if you can, so you can monitor, you compare various markets with each other. Then you move to that next stage where let's talk to some people, call some brokers and find out what they can tell you about the market and what's going on in that market. They're going to know a lot of stuff. If you've sort of zeroed in on your top 3 or top 5 markets too, start, when you talk to these brokers, make sure you get on their list so that they're offering memorandums homes, especially if it's, you know, apartments that you're looking at, you're going to be receiving this information, because in the offering memorandums, even if you're not buying apartments and you're buying houses, you want to look at these OMs, because they have data about the market that you just can't find, because, you know, some of these places like Marcus Millichap, they're huge, and they've got these research departments that go in and really just analyze a market in depth. And so you'll find information in these free OMs that will really help you in looking at that market and understanding some of the dynamics of what's going on. You might also want to talk to the Chamber of Commerce. Sometimes there's a redevelopment organizations. Just keep digging. What's the local government doing to attract a business there? Finally, you know, just to sort of recap here, once you have this data, again, you're zeroing in, you're thinking, this is a good market, or these three are my top markets that I'm going to focus in on. You want to purchase carefully. You still purchase carefully, even though it's got all the right stuff. You know, you can go one street over and it's very different. And it may not be as good a market as the street on the other side. And so you want to be aggressive in your research as well as in your numbers, and always err on the side of being conservative when you're calculating these numbers out, because you are going to have to run the numbers on every property and do a thorough analysis. And don't let, you know, brokers push you into something. You want to be very conservative and do your homework. You know, visit the assets that you're looking at, walk through the neighborhoods, walk through other apartments in the neighborhood, get a good feel for just some of the dynamics that are going on. If you can determine if it's an emerging market, then that's an important factor. In an emerging market, as we've talked about before, you have sort of the lull. Everything's kind of like camel's humps, right? You know, and when it comes to real estate, and you look at these up and down, the hills and valleys, right? Where you want to be is the valley, just as it's starting to go up again. Okay, that's sort of the ideal place to buy. And it will peak, and where people say it moves all the way up to the top of the bubble, right? And then when it's at the top of the bubble, it's not a good time to buy, because it's only going to decline. And these cycles can take 6 years, 7 years, 10 years. Right now, we're nationally, where, you know, this has been over 12 years here. And, you know, still there hasn't been a change. There hasn't been a decline, but it's destined to happen. It's just a matter of when. So, you know, dig deep into your markets, get a foothold and get a good understanding. Don't go shotgunning and just, you know, pick any place in the U.S. Really thoroughly investigate. And if you do this, you're going to find that you can find new markets that maybe nobody has discovered yet. And it's not on any lists yet. And if you can, you can get in those places early enough. You know, really make a good and a smart investment. You're going to see nothing but, profit and success in your endeavors in that particular market. That is it for today. I hope this was helpful for you. Everything I mentioned here, there will be in our show notes at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. You're going to look for the episode on how to find hot new markets. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you. We'll be right back.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.